This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free, 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Well, you know, we seem to see that Donald Trump, of course, is not happy. I think that's the understatement of what's going on with this trial, and it certainly does seem as though this particular case about the overvaluing of the real estate, again, is not something that is ever really being brought to trial. No one's claimed to have been wronged in any of this. As Jonathan Turley points out, you know, the banks in this case, you know, they made money. They made money. So, you know, where is this big harm? But evidently the statute doesn't have anything to do with harm. It's just whether or not they can say that Trump overvalued everything. So we'll talk more about that as we go through the program this morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we head into hour number two of the program this morning. Hour number two, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine, 949-822-7959. Also, you can head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message this morning and let me know what you're thinking about there. And as always, we have just chock full stuff to talk about, of course, this morning. Right before we went to the top of the hour news, we were talking a little bit about this GOP debate that's coming up. And so we've got five people who have basically qualified for this. Trump obviously is not going to be there, but Chris Christie will. So will Vivek Ramaswamy. Nikki Haley will be there. Tim Scott. And, of course, Ron DeSantis. And I think that this debate is going to, by definition, have to really shift gears into where are we going to go next in this world, because this conflict is there, and it's not going to go away anytime soon. We don't know what the next sort of iteration of this is going to be, but we do know this. The person that we elect as president is going to have to take this on. This is not going to be something that's going to be sort of done with, you know, by the time we get into the election or get into the inauguration, any of those kinds of things. It's going to be there, and it's going to be a major, major issue. In other words, you almost have to ask yourself this question, do I want to be president, you know, in January of 2025? And literally go into office with the world continuing to just be on fire, because it is catching on fire. These demonstrations are a major indication of that. You have also, of course, the economy issues that are happening. That's, you know, it seems like it's all the things all at once. And by the way, today's Tuesday, and as far as I know, President Xi and President Biden are supposed to be meeting in San Francisco to talk about things, and they may even talk about some of the nuclear weapon issues. Maybe one of the first times this has been talked about, even since the Obama administration. So you have these multiple fronts. You know, we keep hearing about, can the United States fight on multiple fronts? Well, I think the answer to that right now is probably no, but beyond that, and certainly hopefully in place of that, the United States has to be able to manage these diplomatic issues on multiple fronts. And if you can't do that, and you continue to see the world continue to just burn uncontrollably, well, that is not going to bode well for, what, as I said, the next iteration of whatever it is that we're seeing happening. And certainly you have all this military hardware over in the Middle East now. We got the report about the Ohio-class submarine coming into the area. So what does that mean? How is this going to how is this going to pan out if Iran decides to do something else? And they might just. They might just. We understand, of course, that our troops continue to be attacked in Iraq and Syria by Iran-backed, I guess they call them militia groups, as they're ramping up their attacks there. So how many more responses do we have to make? And when you start doing that, you might start tripping other things to start happening. So all of this to say that the candidates who want to be president absolutely have to be able to speak to how they will handle this. And it can't simply be, well, day one, I'm going to do blah, blah, blah. I think they're going to have to be able to, at the very least, develop their idea to some degree, because otherwise it's just going to sound, it's going to sound, too much, too slogany, too much like, well, this, carry a big stick, that kind of stuff. And I don't think the voters are going to accept that at this point. Although, when I think it was Teddy Roosevelt, right, who said, walk softly but carry a big stick, that encompassed things of the era at that time. But right now, I think we're going to have a lot more specifics. But this is interesting. This is from Fox News. Senator Fetterman took a shot at California Governor Gavin Newsom over the weekend over what many have referred to as a shadow presidential campaign against President Biden. Fetterman said at a Democratic Party dinner in Iowa over the weekend, "Let me say something that might be uncomfortable." And I'm sure everybody was like, okay, well, what is he going to say? Right now, he says, there are two additional Democrats running for president right now, he says. One is a congressman from Minnesota. The other is the governor from California. They're both running for president, but only one has the guts to announce it. Well, I think Gavin Newsom certainly is running for president, in his own way at this point. He's not announcing it, but he's trying to be crazy like a fox on that. He wants to just sort of be brought in, I think, at the end of this process, basically. And he doesn't have to really, quote, campaign right now. Probably only have to campaign maybe for a couple of months and try to get in that way. And it is a strategy, like it or not, it is a strategy. But will it work? I'm not too sure yet. But, folks, what I am sure about is we're coming right back right after this, 949-822-7950.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
I came down because I heard there was talk of your place for you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, that's right. Well, we think we have chocolate chip ice cream, at least as far as Joe Biden knows. We have chocolate chip ice cream. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Tuesday edition of the program. And we hope that you're doing well this morning. Hope that everything's going right for you. And we're glad that you're spending some time with us. 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and opine. And we'd also like to tell you about that our sister station, AM 930, is asking everybody to join them. AM 930, The Answer in Sarasota. And national radio host and conservative icon, Sebastian Gorka, on his Great American Cigar Tour, brought to you by Todd Saylor and Wired Differently and sponsored by Sarasota Watch Company and the Midas Gold Group. It happens Monday, November 13th at the Corona Cigar Company on North Lemon Avenue in Sarasota. We'll discuss politics and life with great cigars, plus an exclusive book signing by Todd Saylor with his new book, Your Will Be Done. So for details, visit theanswersarasota.com. That's theanswersarasota.com. All right. Well, earlier, before he went in to the New York City courtroom, where Donald Trump testified, and there were some fireworks, shall we say, that went off as a result of that testimony. The former president stood outside the courtroom, and he had this to say to reporters there about this particular proceeding.
So while Israel is being attacked, while Ukraine is being attacked, while inflation is eating our country alive, I'm down here. And these are all political opponents, attack ads by the Biden administration. Their poll numbers are terrible. We saw what happened today. The New York Times and CBS came out with a
fault that I'm leading all over the place, but it's a very unfair situation. This is really election interference. It's already just ridiculous. The numbers are much greater than on the financial statement. And we've already proven that. They said Mar-a-Lago is worth $18 million. Mar-a-Lago is worth anywhere from probably 50 to 100 times more than that. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. These are political operatives that I'm going to be dealing with right now. You have a racist attorney general who made some terrible statements. And you just see someone that came over the wires today. It's a very sad situation for our country. We shouldn't have this. This is for third world countries. And it's very unfair. It's very unfair. But in the meantime, the people of the country understand it. They see it. And they don't like it. They don't like it. Because it's political warfare, as you would call it, or political lawfare. Other than I get a lot of names for it, but usually it takes place in third world countries and banana republics. Nobody's ever seen that to this extent. We've never seen it yet. But we will go along and we will hopefully do very well in every regard. We'll win the election and we'll make America great again. That's what we're going to do. We're going to make America great again. But we have to take away from the thugs that we deal with and the horrible people that actually must hate our country to do this. But we will we'll fight very hard for our country. Thank you very much.
So there you have Donald Trump, and that's sort of an extended quote right there. We wanted you to hear what the former president said, because it is very important. And what we're witnessing here is very important. And as I said in hour number one, despite what anybody might think about Donald Trump, whatever their opinion is of Donald Trump, the whole issue having to do with having a candidate like this, you know, it just simply be the target for all of these different proceedings, especially from Letitia James, the prosecutor, who basically, you know, campaigned on going out and getting Trump. You know, make me the attorney general and, you know, I'll go get Trump, basically. This is something that, yes, we have seen in third world countries, or it's the kind of thing where you figure, well, this is what we might see transpire. And we would all sort of shake our heads and say, oh, tisk, 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 this is, you know, well, at least this doesn't happen in this country. And we sort of look down on people like that and say, you know, this is just not the way that it's done. Well, we're seeing it happen right now. And if this continues, I think it's actually going to strengthen Donald Trump. You actually kind of wonder, you know, the more that this tries to be manipulated by the powers that be, that this will actually encourage voters to want to vote for Trump. It will encourage Trump, of course, and just gave him this big platform. Look at what they're doing to me. So one could argue that, you know, the Democrats themselves or the left or the Democrat Party elite or whatever you want to call them, they are the ones that are actually setting the stage for Donald Trump to have this grand support. Now, you could also say, well, they're the ones that are crazy like a fox because they're the ones that are going to, you know, because they want Trump to be the nominee. They know they think they can beat Trump. Now, if you're the Iowa governor, by the way, you might be thinking, hey, you know, we can beat or Trump can't win. So I want to endorse Ron DeSantis, for example. So that kind of breaks with tradition with the Iowa governor breaking neutrality, basically. It just throws another sort of, aspect into all of this. But certainly Donald Trump can really campaign on this notion that, you know, they're out to get me. And if they're out to get me, they're out to get you. And it's incredible to see, again, that, you know, it Trump's popularity doesn't seem to really go down. If anything, it either holds steady or it keeps going. And these other candidates, Haley and DeSantis and so forth, they find it very hard to get any real traction. Now, some of that may change coming out of the debate. That's always possible, but we will have to see. But right now, Donald Trump is in a catbird seat, really, because, again, he can say, they can come after me, look what they can do to me. If they can do this to me, they can do it to you. And so this is all political. And if that's the case, then he may be unstoppable, of course, for the nomination. But again, we will see. We will see. And when we come back on the other side of the break, we'll listen into an audio clip from Jonathan Turley talking about this very thing, about what is this trial about and what is this this statute all about. We don't have enough time on this side of the break, I believe, in order to do that and do it so we can hear the whole thing in context. But otherwise, folks, what do you think about this? 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And whatever you're doing, we hope that things are going well for you this morning. As we head through the program, though, this morning, we are going to continue to talk about what's happening in Israel. I'm not so sure. We had a caller earlier talking about, well, they're going to build a canal, and they're trying to drive the Palestinians into a different area. I'm not too sure about that, unless there's other evidence that starts coming to light about that. But it seems to me that this particular attack was a surprise attack, and it would be hard-pressed to believe that somehow there would be this grand opportunity that would be taken as a result of this massacre, unless you throw in the idea that, well, this was all planned all along, which I find hard to believe in the absence of other kinds of evidence, because on its face, it looks to me as though Hamas planned this attack for the last couple of years or so in conjunction and with the blessing of Iran and the support. They came across the border. They planned this in a very low-tech way so as not to be really tripping the intelligence apparatus and so forth. And they came over and they did what they did. And I don't want to recount it because it is so grisly and so terrible and so unthinkable. And unfortunately, we've witnessed this horrible development in world history. And it's very, very hard to accept it, right? So I find it hard to accept that it's some kind of larger plan to build a canal or build a hotel or do something like that. It seems to me that things were okay on October the 6th, generally speaking. October the 7th changed all that and could plunge not just the region, but everybody else into some kind of war if this continues to get out of hand. So my hope and prayer would be that this could all get turned off and stop. But until that time, of course, Israel has to be able to defend itself. So what do you think? 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. Give me a call, and we'll see you on the other side. Stay right there.
I'll tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The balance of power in the Senate may see a shift as Democratic Senator Joe Manchin declared he will not seek re-election in 2024. The West Virginia delivered this news through a video shared on social media. At present, the leading contender to succeed him is Republican West Virginia Governor Jim Justice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel is not looking to rule Gaza after the end of the current conflict.
We don't seek to conquer Gaza, and we don't seek to govern Gaza.
In a Fox News interview, Netanyahu said that Israel is not looking to govern Gaza and will have to find a civilian government that will be there. Following the U.S. airstrike in Syria, American troops have faced four separate attacks. Officials emphasize that the U.S. is employing proportionate responses, aiming to avoid further escalation in the conflict. Dave Collins, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Watching the debate on Wednesday night with the latest GOP debate. Well, I'm going to be watching, and of course we're going to be talking about it here on the program, so if you don't have a chance to watch it, we will tell you, of course, the most important aspects of what happened on the debate, and of course we'll have some audio clips, I'm sure. But you know what, folks? Again, I can't stress enough just how much the game has changed. So I, for one, I'm going to be watching to see how Vivek Ramaswamy, for example, does on this and whether or not some of the things he said about Israel in the past may come back to haunt him in terms of how he would deal with Israel before this even happened. And so it's going to change the dynamic. Because, yes, we are talking about the economy in this election. We are talking about some of these other social issues and so forth. But the world just changed again. And this year has even been just a time of major change. And so how these candidates respond to that is definitely going to mean just, you know, again, I think the kind of traction that they're going to be able to get. Once again, folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you, of course, as we race through and rocket through this Tuesday morning edition of the program. I'd like to play a quick clip here. This is actually from Fox News. Martha McCallum talking with Jonathan Turley, and she brings up this notion that this particular case, there doesn't seem to be any other time when a case like this was really brought to trial or somebody was prosecuted about this. But here we are. We've got Donald Trump being prosecuted. And again, you know, primarily, I think, because he's Donald Trump. But Martha McCallum sets up the the concept here, and then Jonathan Turley comments on it. Let's listen in.
University law professor and a Fox News contributor, Jonathan, all of this does feel very, very odd in the way this is being carried out. Our research looked back. There's not been one case brought in New York State where there was no wronged party that brought the case for overvaluing real estate assets. This is an unprecedented case in New York State. Is that true? And if so, what's going on here?
Well, I could find no case anywhere like this. And it, part of the problem is the underlying law, which doesn't require any victim. It doesn't require anyone to lose money. You know, the banks were not complaining. They apparently made money. Nice. But that doesn't matter. And you have the AG, James, who ran on being a political activist. She ran on saying that she would bag Trump for anything. You know, this is the same attorney general that sought to dissolve the National Rifle Association. That was one of her other big efforts. And now she's trying to ban Trump from doing business in New York. And a lot of New Yorkers love it. You know, this crosses the line from law to entertainment. But it should be concerning for people because it does appear that this is a case uniquely created for Trump under a law that hasn't been used in this same way against others.
So there you have Jonathan Turley there. And I really do appreciate what he says and how he develops his ideas, because again, remember, he's not a Trump supporter in the strict sense. He's not, as far as I understand, he didn't vote for Trump or anything like that. So when he talks about this kind of stuff, and you know, and talks about it from his legal perspective, it seems like it carries a lot more weight because he's not being partisan. He's not trying to build up Trump. He's looking at the situation. And that is exactly the way that I think we should be looking at this. Because bet your bottom dollar, if this will happen to be some other, if this was a Democrat and you had a Republican, activist who was elected to a position to say, you know, elect me and I will, you know, and I'll pick on Gavin Newsom here. I'm in California. I can pick on Gavin Newsom. He seems like a good spirited guy in that regard. So let's just say somebody runs in California and they say, I know something's wrong with Gavin Newsom and I'm going to find it. In fact, and just kind of say exactly the same thing Letitia James had talked about. I will get up every morning, I will go to the office, and I will find ways to prosecute Gavin Newsom, and then after I do this, I'm going to go home. And she actually did tell people at one of these stops that she would get up every day, she'd go to the office basically, she would find something on Donald Trump, she would prosecute him, and then she enlightens us, then she will go home. And I always thought, well, you know, she's, you know, that seems kind of implied, doesn't it? You're going to go home after this. I don't know why that seemed to be, she thought that sounded so triumphant, you know, then I will go home. It's just, you know, just goofy. But at any rate, let's just say somebody said, I'm going to go after Gavin Newsom, and I'm going to, I don't know what it is yet, but I'll just find something. We're just going to absolutely put Gavin under a microscope, and then we're going to find out, and then we're going to bring some case. And don't worry, we'll get him. You know, this would be decried every single day in the mainstream media. And I would perchance to think Jonathan Turley might say exactly the same kind of thing here. So the idea isn't just that. You see, the secret ingredient, you know, earlier we were, hearing about, you know, sort of this alt history sort of, perspective. And usually when things like that happen, you have to have a secret ingredient. You have to have, there's this thing that nobody knows yet. And so it all has to hinge on that. It has to make sense that way, right? You know, because if you walked in and said something, well, this is happening, and people would say, well, that doesn't comport with what we see happening. Well, but you don't understand the secret component. And so it's the same kind of thing here, right, where you have these things going on. And I think, as I said, Charlie would say exactly the same kind of thing, because in this country, you can't simply run on the idea that you're going to ruin somebody. And it doesn't matter what it is or how you find it or exactly what it's all about, but you're just going to ruin them. And that, I think, is, it's just really indicative of us just coming off the rails at this point. And it's not the way that our country should work. It's not the way that our judicial system should work. But it's certainly the way politics works, isn't it? So when politics goes over into this, or, the law basically gets taken over by politics, well, then we're all diminished. Every single one of us. And, I was picking on Gavin Newsom right there. But you see, the same should be true for either side of the political spectrum, either the Republican or Democrat or whatever. If somebody does something that is, actionable, well, that may be a different story. But to simply say, and again, this goes back to the old Soviet Union days, show me the man and I'll find the crime, basically. It's the denunciation, denouncing people. And then, running your society like that only leads to total disaster. So some people might say, well, I don't like Donald Trump, and I'm not going to vote for Donald Trump, and it doesn't matter, and Trump probably is corrupt, or this, that kind of stuff. And so they look at it as being, well, finally, this guy who's this big rich guy, and then they're going to finally figure it all out, right? But that's not really the point. The point is, they could turn that same thing onto you. They could say to themselves, we don't like your political views. So we're going to, no pun intended here, folks, we're going to trump up something in order to take you down. And, again, and if you can be somebody as prominent and as has the kinds of resources that a Donald Trump has, that probably, some handful of people might really actually have in our nation. And if it takes this much for him to be able to defend it, imagine if it were you. And I'm using this as a contextual sort of example. Because, again, it's when this happens to one person like this, it diminishes the rights and the expectations of every single other person in our country. And when you take the system and you degrade it in this way, whether you're a Republican or Democrat politician makes no difference. We have to be able to have a legitimate, reliable judicial system. And especially when it comes to politics and candidates that are running, say, oh, don't worry, I'll take care of that candidate. No big deal. They won't even be able to be on the ballot. Oh, boy. Yeah, that's not democracy, my friends. That's not democracy. Stay right there.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across your radio dial, all across the United States of America in the overnight hours, and you have found, of course, the place for news and politics in the overnights. We're glad to be with you, of course, and we're heading into our second Trucker Highway and Byway report of the morning. And, you know, last week we got a great suggestion from Linda in Pinellas County. We played that first hour Eddie Rabbit, Driving My Life Away. Well, I'll tell you what, we were able to get some more suggestions, and people are going to start chiming in now, I think. But this particular one was suggested by Trucker Ron out there.
Thank you.
great songs, as I was saying. That's the kind of song that would come on the radio, right? And you just want to roll the windows down and then just, you know, just blast it as you went down the street. And that's just a really cool Steve Miller song. It is definitely one of his best. It really moves. And that's our promise to you, the listener, of course, here in the mornings. We want to make sure that you are up, that you are, your blood's pumping, you're going, and this is part of the Trucker Traveler Report. Let's take a quick look here at what's going on out there across the highways and byways of the land. We've got rain, of course, in California. This is going to be in the Fresno area. Looks like it's dissipated a little bit out of Fresno proper since last hour, but if you're up in the Mammoth Lakes area, you've got snow. This is all snow in the higher elevations. This to the west, basically, of Highway 395, which is an amazing drive, by the way. It's very, very pretty. Desert and so forth, but it's just really beautiful. But if you're also in the Yosemite Valley area, Yosemite Village, over towards El Portal, for example, you've got all kinds of rain, and even snow and rain looks like in the Yosemite Valley area right now. So that's one of my favorite places in the whole world. If you're on I-80 up near Elko, Nevada, coming out of Battle Mountain, heading through Elko up towards Wells, you definitely got rain coming across the road there, and that's going to extend all the way over towards Salt Lake City and the north to Logan, up towards Montpelier, if I'm pronouncing that correctly. Say that three times fast. You've got all kinds of rain mixed in with snow in that area. Seattle looks like it might be clearing a little bit from the radar that we see, but you've got rain to your east and your west in Seattle. That's a little different from last hour. And then down in Portland, Oregon, we continue to see rain. We've also got rain down in the Salem area of Oregon on Interstate 5. Up in northeastern Montana, we've got definitely have rain and snow up in that area there. And last hour, let's check a quick couple of quick things here. Dense fog advisory, this is going to be in southern Kansas and northern Oklahoma, and then also in North Dakota and parts of northern in South Dakota, we've got another dense fog advisory. So if you're coming along I-94 and you're heading into North Dakota from Montana, all the way over towards Bismarck, you're going to have that dense fog advisory coming across the interstate. Looks like the UP for northern Michigan, the Upper Peninsula, last time, 24 hours ago, all kinds of rain like you wouldn't believe, and now it looks like that has dissipated, so that's good. It looks hopefully it's going to be kind of clearing up for our friends in Marquette, Michigan. Well, once again, folks, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and opine on the program. In a few minutes, we'll be talking with our good friend Denise Simon, of course, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And while we're waiting here for Denise, we definitely want to tell you again, you can send us a direct message. Simply head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. You can send us a direct message. Real easy to do. We do see them. And we had someone check in last night, and we tried to respond back to them, but their email bounced out. I think that it's a known listener. So we're going to try to email you back again, Fred. Thank you so much for your message, by the way. So we'll definitely try to respond back to you again. There might have been a glitch with your provider. But once again, folks, you know, we're going to be watching this debate on Wednesday night, and we're going to be checking it out. Some folks, that, you know, they just don't want to watch another debate. And I really kind of do understand that to a great degree. But part of our job here, of course, is to monitor the debate and see what happens. And then we're going to tell you, you know, many of the important parts. If you're just not able to watch or you just don't want to watch. But here's the thing, though. As we move into this election, you know, we definitely, I mean, somebody's going to be the nominee. And right now, because of these polls, Trump is running away, not only for the GOP, but he's also really trouncing Biden in some of these swing states as well. That is also, I think, really terrifying the Democrats. They don't know what to think. They don't know what to do. And they're starting to think, well, we're going to need somebody else at this point. But whether or not Biden will, you know, go willingly in that regard. And then, of course, Kamala Harris. And let me come back as well. You know, we'll try to work this in with Denise. If not, we'll do it in the 5 o'clock hour, hour number four of the program. We've got a great soundbite of Stacey Abrams trying to explain why Kamala Harris is under such intense criticism. It's not because, evidently, she's doing a terrible job. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, it kind of goes back to this representative that we heard in hour number one, Representative Jasmine Crockett, who was saying that, you know, one of the reasons why Joe Biden's support among African-American voters is going down is because, in her words, there's a misunderstanding of how civics works, evidently, in this country. It's not because Joe Biden's doing a bad job or they're not or people are not feeling like they're being successful under this administration. Oh, it couldn't be that. It's got to be something else. It's got to be something. It's got to be their fault. You know, that, my friends, is just, that's crazy time. Well, folks, we're going to hit the top of the hour news here right now. When we come back, we got so much more to tell you about. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.